the president of the World Bank, Dr. Jim Yong Kim.
World Bank President Jim Yong Kim says the problems of poverty, hunger, and inequality are massive, urgent, and a matter of survival for millions. So
we know that despite the dramatic successes of the last decade, there are still around 1.3 billion people living in extreme poverty, 870 million who go hungry every day, and 6.9 children under five dying every year.
But Kim told a Washington audience previous successful efforts to cut the number of people mired in extreme poverty by half give him hope.
We're in an auspicious moment in history when the successes of past decades and an increasingly favorable economic outlook combine to give developing countries a chance for the first time ever to end extreme poverty within a generation.
Kim says success will require accelerating economic growth, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. But he warned that civil unrest of the kind seen in the Arab Spring revolts could erupt if economic growth does not help people of all income levels and also include women and youth. Kim says the World Bank and other development agencies will need more resources to get this job done right.
Meeting this 2030 goal will require extraordinary effort. But is there anyone, anywhere, who doubts that the reward will be worth it? Is there anyone who has lived on less than $1.25 a day who would not join me here today in telling you that it's time to end extreme poverty?
However, Kim warned that all the progress in fighting poverty could be undone by climate disasters unless the nations of the world do more to stem climate change. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.